your question is it enough? No, it's not. It's nowhere near enough. What the government are doing is basically throwing pennies, some money, at an Gaeltacht, employing Irish language officers, and in the hope that then that we as Gaels will go away. But the reality here is that it's nowhere near enough. What has to happen is we need to look at it from a wider holistic approach in terms of our housing needs. What we need to look at as well is in terms of our jobs prosperity. What we need is wages that we can sustain communities and families and individuals to live, to speak in Gaelic within the Gaeltacht. We need the services that any modern community expects to have. Need that be childcare, need that be play parks, need that be cinemas, the infrastructure. Like, we have communities here that are without water. We need to build the infrastructure in terms of making sure that all our community has access to clean, safe drinking water, which we actually don't have at the moment. So there's a wide range of things that we need as a Gaeltacht to survive. We need the government to actually sit down and speak to those who actually are qualified in this line of field, who put in the services and put in the resources that we badly need. And if we look at the government, even with their colonised mindset over many, many years, they haven't the respect or the interest in the language or even in the Gaeltacht. What they've done is that they have employed Irish language officers, and I'd like to recognise their work and the committees that support the officers, but it's not enough. It's nowhere near enough. And the idea that the government in Ballycleia throw some money at this here, does the optics every now and again, and publishes some report, it isn't working. And they know it isn't working. It's pure and utter optics.